Hello, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogerViews.com with our latest podcast. This is part four of our ongoing series on the 2012 Avian Awards and my voting of the ballot. I am a voter for the Porn Oscars, and as we've explained now several times, go back and listen, it's a drop-down menu, got a whole bunch of categories, a whole bunch of nominees, and we slot them, 1 through, generally speaking, 15. It's been pretty consistent, except for the small ones have 5. So it's kind of nice. In past years, there have been some 12s, and, you know, this just makes it a little easier. We're not going to do the whole ballot. We're not going to do all of the choices. I'm not going to reveal all of my votes because I'm sure they wouldn't be too happy with that. But we are talking about some of the bigger ones and the top of my ballot, specifically so you guys can go out and see these movies. And you can use our sponsors, Adult DVD Empire. Check them out. You can buy or rent from them, VOD them, scenes, movies, all that good stuff. That's what's covered in these awards. Next category, Best Anal Release. And by the way, comments absolutely welcome, good, bad, otherwise. Tell me what I'm doing wrong in this, how it sounds to you, if I'm talking too fast, which I tend to do, any of that. You can also play a fun drinking game and take a shot every time Rog says, pretty good at that. Best Anal Release, again, one of my favorite categories, not unlike Best All Sex Release. Some great titles here, including Big Wet Asses 19, an amazing series from Elegant Angel. Did it again. Lord of Asses 15, also very good. Just missing the top of my ballot was Joanna Angel's Ass Fucked. God, she's so really good. Top of my ballot, though, had Deep Anal Drilling 2 from Ass Factory, Jules Jordan. Anal Workout from Elegant Angel. And number one, Ass Worship 13 from Jules Jordan Video. One of the best movies of 2011. One of the best all-sex movies, one of the best porn DVDs you can add to your collection. Ass Worship 13. Fantastic. Next category, Best Anal Series. Now, there's 7 of these. I just said there's either 15 or 5. There are 7 in no particular order. Deep Anal Drilling from Ass Factory. Anal Attack from Cruel Media. Anal Buffet from J. Sin. Evil Anal from Manuel Ferrara. Anal Fanatic from Elegant Angel. Big Wet Asses, Elegant Angel. And Ass Worship, Jules Jordan. So basically, all 7 categories come from either Evil Angel, Elegant Angel, or Jules Jordan. So if you like your anal sex, you know where to go. My top of my ballot, Big Wet Asses is great. I think Ass Worship is the best series. Big Wet Asses is really close, though, for Best Anal Series. Best Anal Sexy. Now, this is where it gets hard for me. Because I review 400 movies or so a year, approximately. So figure 5 scenes each, you know, 2,000 or so scenes in a year. Not to mention the websites. I do, you know, 10, 15 of those a month. You know, several thousand scenes. It's tough sometimes to say, oh, well, this one here, this is the best. You know? Some stuff here of note. Gracie Glam's first anal is nominated from Gracie Glam Lust. Kelly Devine Butt Woman. Kelly Devine's really good. She has a scene with Nacho Vidal. Again with the ums. Cagney Lynn Carter finally does anal. All about Cagney Lynn. Asai Kira is Insatiable 2. A great anal scene from Asai Kira and Nacho Vidal that just missed the top of my ballot, by the way. Might surprise some of you. The 3 scenes that stand out for me, Spider-Man XXX, Brooklyn Lee and Xander Corvus. Not because the anal sex was particularly nastier than anything else. It just, in the context of a parody and of a feature, to see something that was that hot was really nice. He also goes for 2 pops, which is pretty hot, and the costume appeal was great. Just Jenna 2, Jenna Hayes and Scott Nails. Jenna Hayes doing anything is awesome, but taking a huge dick in her ass, she excels. And my favorite, Lex the Impaler 6, Brie Olsen and Lexington Steel. How do you go wrong with that combination? Great anal from Brie Olsen, taking it in the ass from Lexington Steel. Best Animated Release, only 4 of these. Funtime Horrors, and Young and Tight from Adult Source Media, also Naughty Young Nurses from Adult Source Media, and then Alice in Wonderland, a XXX animated parody. The animation seems to be kind of going away. As people are doing more parody, I think there's less interest, maybe, in some of these. It's mostly anime imported from Japan. So, if if you like that kind of stuff, you know, you like that kind of stuff. Best art direction. Again, the parodies sort of dominate this. We've got This Ain't Dracula, Home Improvement, Star Trek, Next Generation, Psycho, Catwoman, Flintstones, Silence of the Lambs, Saw, Horizon was not a parody. Captain America, Spider-Man, Top Gun, sort of a parody. Rocky Horror, and This Ain't Ghostbusters. So essentially all of them except Horizon and Sexy. 13 of the 15 were parodies. That's where the effort's going. That's where the money's being spent. That's what they're banking on. For me, the Ghostbusters art direction was amazing. Really had an authentic look to it. I'm kind of surprised the Taxi Driver parody is not on this list, because again, and the Saturday Night Fever as well, the look and the feel of the art direction gave for those movies was excellent. But what is here, Spider-Man was fantastic, Top Guns was really good, Rocky Horror and Ghostbusters would be sort of my one and two, two and one, you know, at the top of that. Now we go on to Big Boobs. I know some of you like Big Boobs. Best Big Bust Release. Man, there's some good ones here. Breast in Class, Naturally Gifted from Generation X, which was Big Boobs and All Natural. Definitely like that one. Again, one of my favorite movies of the year. Big Tits at School 12. Brazzers just does good stuff, you know, and they do good Big Bust stuff. So yeah, I am clicking on some comments that are being left, by the way. So I'll try. I do this on my Radio Dentata show all the time. I will try not to click. I will stay focused. Also, Kelly Madison's World Famous Tits from Kelly Madison. She's pretty awesome. All natural, huge breasts, and good sex, too, in her Porn Fidelity series. Bra Busters 2 from Jules Jordan. Big Wet Tits from Elegant Angel. Big Tits in Uniform from Brazzers. But for me, Breast in Class, Naturally Gifted was the top big breast movie of 2011. You know, I mean, big and natural, you gotta like it. Best Big Tits series, or I'm sorry, Best Big Bust series. There's some good ones on here too. Big Tits in Uniform from Brazzers, Big Tits at Work from Brazzers, Doctor Adventures from Brazzers, Top Heavy Tarts is a nice one from Rodney Vision, Rodney Moore, Big Naturals from Reality Kings, Hello Titty from Third World, which is all Big Natural Asian breasts, which I like. I think this year my favorite, though, is Big Tits in Uniform. I think, you know, Brazzers has come up with some fun and interesting uniforms for the girls to wear, and that would probably get my vote, you know, if I were, you know, voting, which I am. Okay, how about a couple of live categories? Now, Transsexual Performer of the Year is tough because I don't generally review a lot of transsexual stuff. It's just not my thing. And it used to be, a little history lesson, it used to be gay and tranny. It was one side, straight was the other, and the transsexual porn was marketed more to the gay audience, and that's completely changed now to where it is absolutely marketed to the straight audience. And, you know, I keep waiting. I'm sure they're going to eventually break down the transsexual scenes. Best transsexual on transsexual, best transsexual on male, best transsexual on female. I'm sure they're going to break it down further because that's the way things are going, you know? So some of I'm familiar with some of these performers. I have seen some of their work. Wendy Williams had a Most Outrageous Sex Scene nomination, so I watched her DVD. I've seen Bailey J. I've seen Domino Presley. See, I've seen most of these performers. And not going to do this ballot because I don't know that I can really judge them properly, because it's just not my thing. I am, however, going to bring in the resident transsexual sex expert from the site to help guide me in who to vote for. So that one will be voted on later. I'm not going to do that one live, but I thought I would just sort of mention that because I think it's interesting the way it's changed. To close out this podcast, we are going to do a live Most Unsung Male Performer of the Year. And we talked about unsung yesterday with the women. Underrated, underutilized, underappreciated, perhaps. Here we go. Johnny Castle, Alex Gons, Chris Johnson, LT, Ralph Long, Scott Lyons, Ryan Madison, Jack Napier, T-Real, Barry Scott, Johnny Sins, Chris Slater, Brian Street Team, Rico Strong, Tim Von Swine. Interesting variety here. There's a couple guys I would almost consider to be A-level talent. I think Rico Strong is pretty much considered to be A-level talent. That's probably about the only one who's A-level. But the rest are, you know, very good performers here. Tim Von Swine's really underappreciated, largely for the work he does behind the camera. Jack Napier, arguably the largest penis in porn. How can he be unsung? LT directs great work and also is a good performer himself. You know, who am I going to pick here? I think Rico is a strong choice. My question, and this is where it gets down to semantics, I don't know that he's unsung. I think that should be eligible for Performer of the Year, and that he's not on that list maybe tells me that's who I should vote for, because if he didn't get on that list, then he should at least be unsung, right? Ryan Madison works with his wife Kelly, who we just mentioned in Big Bust, and other women. Interesting call there. Barry Scott seems to be a favorite among a lot of women. So yeah, I'm not gonna do my ballot live. I'm gonna have to go back and look at this. But I think I probably need to go with someone like Rico Strong, who I think definitely should be up a lot higher. So, and then maybe, I mean, someone like Johnny Sins, who's very, very solid. And LT, how's that? Rico Strong, Johnny Sins, LT. There's the top of my ballot. Okay, my good friend Tim Von Swine. As an underrated cameraman, has that. We'll put it in there. He's a good performer, though. He really is. And, of course, you know, Jack Napier also should not be unsung, but he is apparently. So that's it. Please leave your comments below or beside or wherever the comment button is on the site you're looking at. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reading. I welcome all comments, even bad ones. But good ones are nice, too. I don't object to, you know, blind praise. Roger@rogerreviews.com is the email. You can also leave a comment, whatever you want to do. There's a forum on the site. You can leave it there. And we'll be doing more of these. Congratulations to all the nominees, and thank you to Avian for letting me vote. And please visit our sponsors, particularly Adult DVD Empire. Thanks very much.